So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on this July the 8th, 2025. Talking about the fact that today is National Be a Kid Again Day by whoever decides what national days it is. I don't think there's a board that jury reviews these things or how these decisions are made, but there's a list out there on the internet, so we'll play along. National Be a Kid Again Day. One person texts us and says, I'd like to be able to roll down a hill without worrying about breaking every bone or nursing achy joints for days after. Someone else says, I want to have to not pay bills like when I was a kid. And somebody else texts us and says, Dave, I'd like to remember things like I could when I was a child. It's National Be a Kid Again Day. Keep the text coming at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, and I'll share some more of the things that you adults wish you could do again as you could when you were a child. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and welcome in Bill Alexander, the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial Fund. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Dave. How are you? I really appreciate you having me on to help tell the story.
Yeah, and what a great story it is. Glad you're here. The headline, Law Enforcement Fatalities Down 50% Compared to Last Year. Wow. I am the father of a sheriff's deputy, and I am glad to hear that. Do we know why law enforcement officer deaths are so dramatically down this year?
You know, that's a great question, Dave. I don't know that I have a definitive answer, but I have two thoughts. One of those is we, under our officer safety and wellness sort of banner and pillar, have for many years been working to both create and find and then push out to the degree that we can programs and best practices, which we hope make it safer for the men and women out on the roads. And we're not alone in that endeavor. I think IACP, International Association of Chiefs of Police, Police Executive Research Forum, Paternal Order of Police, many police organizations are constantly thinking about ways to make it safer for the men and women out on the roadways. And to some degree, I hope that those programs are reflected in the numbers that we're reporting today. But I don't think that is all of it. I also think, while we are not a political organization, I do think the tone, the tenor, the rhetoric, the sort of change in mindset and certainly reporting around law enforcement and law enforcement-related issues, I think has turned the dial a little bit in terms of the public action or reaction towards law enforcement, not universally, not for everyone. And I know a substantial portion of your audience probably, you know, loved and respected law enforcement always over the last 10 years. But I think that there's enough of a portion of our population who have sought to really, instead of de-escalate, escalate situations with the police, to really find ways to fight the police. I think the sort of tone and rhetoric, again, over the last 6 to 8 months has certainly changed, and maybe that, to some small degree, is also influencing the numbers.
And it can't be ignored that not only here locally, but nationwide, we have seen in the years since the height of a violent crime surge during and after the pandemic, nationwide, we're seeing less and less violent crime right now. And that's got to have some role, I guess. And if police are confronting fewer and fewer violent criminals and responding to fewer and fewer violent crime scenes, that you would hope that that would mean they are overall safer.
Yes, absolutely.
And you must look at that as well as you study not only the law enforcement memorial side of things, but law enforcement in general. Kind of tell us a little bit about what your organization does.
Well, the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund was created originally by Congress, an act of Congress, which just allowed for us to collect donations from all across the country. We have never received so much as a penny from the federal, state, or local government. Every penny that has served to drive this mission has all come from generous individuals across the country and to some degree corporate partners who have found value in initially memorializing and honoring the men and women who have died in the line of duty. Right now on our memorial, there are 24,412 names representing every man and woman who has died serving this country in some law enforcement capacity. across the last 250 years. And of course, tragically, every single year we add new names to what is a living memorial. Every single year, historically, we add hundreds of new names to those sacred walls representing those who have most recently died. So that has been and continues to be the cornerstone of our organization. But just across the street from the memorial is a world-class museum where we try to tell the story of American law enforcement, oftentimes in ways that I think many people have not seen or heard before. And then we have a third pillar we refer to as officer safety and wellness. It's where we as an organization in part try to take from some of the data that we're talking about today. What are the trends? Where, how, why are men and women facing too many tragic and fatal outcomes? And then creating programs or finding programs from some of our partners and pushing those out, hopefully to a meaningful degree, and turning that risk dial down for the men and women out on the streets trying to protect us.
We're talking with Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. When we come back, while it is worth obviously celebrating a 53% decrease this year compared to last year in the number of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, the number is still way too high. We'll find out how many officers have died so far in 2025 and what we can do to help drive that number down even further as we continue our conversation with Bill Alexander. If you have something you'd like to share or a question you'd like to ask, jump on a line or text us now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. We're back to discuss this great news, but still too high a number of dead officers in the first half of 2025 after we check on WWL traffic. Bill Alexander is on the live line. He's the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund and sharing some really encouraging news with us today that there was a 53% drop this year for the first half of the year compared to last year for the first half of the year in the number of law enforcement officers who were killed in the line of duty. Bill, we talked a little bit about why that may be. I mean, that's a huge, huge drop. So I think it's hard to pinpoint what may have changed. Hopefully it's a trend. But still, far too many police officers are being killed in the line of duty, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're reporting that so far in the first 6 months this year, 42 men and women did not make it home after they went to their shift, did not make it home to their children, to their spouses, to their families. And so even one officer death is obviously more than we would otherwise ever want to report. But the reality is we as a profession, and I retired myself about 3 years ago, have been shooting towards a goal we call below 100 for the better part of a century to try to get the number of men and women who die in any calendar year below 100. And we have never successfully reached that goal. We have been over 100 for every year that we have been reporting. So this year, it seems like, you know, knock on wood, it seems like we are trending in a direction where we might actually beat that goal, which is, you know, very, very encouraging for everyone in law enforcement. But that does not mitigate the very real danger that exists for the men and women out on our streets protecting us.
Yeah, congratulations to you and the law enforcement community for getting to this milestone, at least for the first half of this year, and seeing this dramatic decrease. What are still the most common reasons that a man or woman serving in law enforcement does?
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Not come home for their shift. What are the causes of death in the line of duty that still lead what you see across the country?
Sure. We are reporting usually puts the deaths in three major categories. One of those is firearms fatalities. Of course, there's another word for that, murder. It means someone on the opposing side had a firearm and shot and killed a police officer. Traffic fatalities are always a big number. Traffic fatalities include everything from if the officer is outside of their car, maybe directing traffic or on a traffic stop, to the officer being in their car, being in a single or multi-car accident. It also includes motorcycle accidents and things of that nature. And then the final category we call other. It's mostly medical events like heart attacks, as maybe they're trying to effect an arrest. And it also historically includes what historically, again, is very small numbers of, say, an officer being stabbed or an officer going into a burning home to save someone. Those kinds of incidents end up in the other category. But your question was, what are the usual high number marks? And those are almost every single year, traffic fatalities and firearms fatalities. And the firearms fatalities are really, those are the really discouraging ones, because you know someone on the opposing end took some purposeful action to try to end an officer's life.
Yeah, I think the one that most of our listeners can affect on that would be the second, the traffic fatalities one, that reminds us that we should move over for emergency vehicles, that if we see a police officer on the side of the road, we should get away from them. If they're on the right shoulder, move over to the left lane so you're not getting too close to them. Pay attention. Don't drive distracted. And just if we all pay a little more attention and a little more courteous, hopefully we can help bring that number down even further.
Yeah, it's a fantastic point. Every single year, too many men and women out on the sides of the road doing traffic stops or investigating an accident get slammed into and crushed by cars and motorists who are oftentimes not paying attention and driving and distracted, exactly as you talked about. So to the effect, to the any impact that you and I might be able to have on the audience in terms of reminding them of that very real danger to those men and women out on our roadways, please try to pay attention and give them time and space to do their job safely.
Yeah, and most of our listeners, thank God, are not shooting police officers. Obviously, we would encourage nobody to ever confront a police officer with a firearm or get engaged in into a confrontation with a police officer with a firearm. But even those of you who may get pulled over at a traffic stop or may be arrested when you don't feel that it is justified, or whatever your interaction with the police are, you talked about how the stress of being a police officer leads to heart attacks and other medical emergencies for officers. If we could all just kind of take it down a notch, cooperate, get along at the scene, make de-stress the situation, and hopefully everything works out later, then maybe that could help in that category as well.
Oh, Dave, you're preaching to the choir. I wish everyone in the media would sing that exact song. I think in lots of ways over the last 10 years, I might be able to put a compelling argument that lots of people in media have been pressing, points that I think have exasperated and escalated situations with law enforcement and encouraged citizens to really try to fight police. So, your words echo with me more than you know. I'm really touched when people of your stature and people in the media help tell the story that law enforcement is out there trying to do the right things for the right reasons. And they might be making a mistake, but the time to resolve that mistake is not fighting on the side of the road. Use the judicial system as it's meant to be. Go make a complaint at the police station. Tell the judge your story, anything along those lines, without fighting the police.
Well, Bill, I hope we can talk again in early January, and you have accomplished that goal of being under 100 this year, and we continue to see those numbers decrease. Thanks for joining us here on WWL, and again, congratulations on the progress that we have seen in the law enforcement community.
Thank you so much, Dave. I look forward to talking to you in January.
All right. Bill Alexander here on WWL. And I got to tell you, as the father of a cop, I still get nervous every single shift that my kid goes on. I know he's been well-trained. I know he's got his head about him. I know he takes the proper precautions. But as a parent, you can never stop worrying when you have a kid who is in law enforement. All right. Coming up, speaking of kids, some great texts coming in on this National Be a Kid Again Day. I'll share some of those after the news.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.